Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. I really hope the intro jingle thing tells you all you need to know, because I'm not prepared to tell these listeners any more information.
You're on strike. This. Just essential services. That's where we're at right now, isn't it?
Essential.
Or, because it's the I episode, essential.
Yeah. Integral.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now
you're inspirational. Do you get,
it's not that at all.
The language, the way things are spelt and said. There is, you know, when you say like, well, today's the letter I, so idiot influencer, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
That is called alliteration. But it's so
the same thing at the start of the letters, yeah.
Yeah, but it is so close to illiteration, which means it doesn't make sense, or yeah, something on that. But you see, you have to always, I have to always think about which one am I saying. I have to pause
just
and
mumble
think.
It. Just mumble it, yeah, and then you get away with it.
Just pretend.
Leave it up to the listener to decide.
Unless in real life, what if you're being subtitled? What if somebody's able to subtitle you? I think with AI, they probably can now. You just walk around with subtitles underneath you. It would be good. I used to, we both used to work at Sky, and there was a point where you'd use Sky Plus Rewind that much that you were annoyed you couldn't use it in real life. It was like became a way to deal with things. I've stopped doing that so much now. I don't rewind as much. I wonder if there's some sort of stats or figures that I could supply, but I can't. Hmm. How are you?
I'm starving, dude.
Is it time for breakfast?
We should just take a pause and have a little breakfast break.
Yeah, me too. Could have a drink, see if that... Okay, what are you going for?
It's the letter I today, so I'm going to have some ice cream for breakfast.
And I'm going to have some...
iguana.
Implants. Listen, I've just... this week, do you remember my story from the G episode? The H episode? Do you remember the story from the H episode, which was about Gaston?
Gaston, yep.
There's the man who played Gaston.
Yeah.
I've booked a dining reservation at Gaston's Tavern for, guess how many weeks?
10.
Yes, exactly 10. Yeah. Yes.
That's it. Yeah. My work's done.
10 weeks. I'm going to Gaston's Tavern, and that is the point when I will probably pay my respects.
They probably have his picture hung up somewhere on a wall, the actor guy.
I imagine so. I mean, they've got to honour the man. I must do that. I must remember to say...
Don't ask if they've got a headshot of him, because a headshot's probably not the right term to use.
Moving on.
we may have to take that part out. The lawyers will be all over us. Sharon
Susan,
in the county
can you,
is also
Susan,
a lawyer.
Susan, can you timestamp that for us, Susan?
I don't. Oh, right, I'm so okay. Hungry. I just want to get this episode going.
Yeah. We're telling alphabet-style stories. No, fuck no. We're telling stories.
That would be like, we'd have to sing-song our song. Could you imagine we have to sing-song our stories as we're reading in the tune of the alphabet, which is also Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, by the way.
Yeah, it is, except if you do the Carl Pilkington way.
Oh, yeah, which is a middle weird bit.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Right.
Never heard that.
Is it you to go first? Are you telling your story first?
It is. Today's the letter I. I almost took the easy way out and went, speaking of eyes, you've got two pairs of glasses going on.
Yes, I was about to put my glasses on. That's what I did. I was about to put my glasses on. I realized you already had them on.
So we could have picked anybody or anything and just said idiot, I for idiot. I mean, that's the simple thing. That's what this show is
correct.
All about. I did not take the easy way out. I'm hoping you did so I can make fun of you. But
idiot is in mine, but it's not the I that starts it off. Anyway, you.
The idiot is implied. I got, as I said last week, I got two I's, and they're equally valid. for what my story's about. So from, as we mentioned, and you know what, they've probably got lawyers, but they're probably too busy dealing with other things, so they might sue us, but hopefully they don't. The worst mobile website in the history of mobile websites is The Mirror.
Oh, you were saying,
Mirror.co.uk.
I thought you said Mail, the Daily Mail.
It's The Mirror. They're all terrible. Mirror. The Mirror, I mean, the Manchester Evening News we had a couple weeks ago was bad. You get literally like half a character, like half of a letter T on the screen, and then there's just ads block, like 17 ads blocking the rest of the word. It's terrible. So here we go. I'll just go into my headline before I start turn into a really old grumpy man and start bitching about the internet. Con men who tried to pass off ice cubes as iPads rumbled when the ice melted. So there's my two eyes. Ice, iPads.
Okay.
So two bungling con men. Are there any better kind? We talked about bunglers last week with your little hillbilly guys.
Bungling idiots,
Yeah, two bungling con men who tried to pass off ice cubes as iPads were rumbled after the ice melted. Nathan Munch and Nigel Bennett, you know, Nigel, this is the UK story, stuffed ice in a parcel, then insured it for the tablets inside. So what these guys have done is they've gone to the post office, gone to Royal Mail, and they've decided, we're posting two iPads off here, and we're going to insure it for £2,500, because that's the value. So it costs like £6 to insure it, you know, pay for insurance. Anticipating that it wouldn't arrive on the other end, because it would have just melted, turned into mush, and they would have just, Royal Mail would have thrown the parcels out.
Yeah.
We didn't get our package. Where's our £2,500? It's a pretty good scam.
Well, you say pretty good scam. You mean it's a scam that might work, yeah.
It's a scam that might work with something that isn't, that could turn into liquid after a few minutes and just completely like...
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if it was like they've just a couple of sheets of paper or, you know, something like that, fine. But the idiocy is that they decided...
This sounds like clever up to a point.
Good idea, poor execution. We've had this, and we like these kind of stories because this is, if it was anything else, anything that didn't self-destruct, you know. So, and I guess that's part of their plan, was that this was going to, it wasn't going to reach the other end because it would just melt.
Yes.
However, during the trial, the court heard that the parcel had disintegrated in front of the shocked postal worker. So at the actual post office, before they could actually mail it, the ice started melting. So the counter clerk, Elaine Sloan, hi Elaine, told the court how she served Munch, this is one of the guys, and noticed damp spots on his jacket. She said, I just happened, and this is very British, I happened to say to the gentleman, oh, is it raining outside? And he said, yes. But it seemed strange to me because I could see from where I was sitting, it wasn't raining.
This was in the UK. This was in the UK.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is unusually warm weather for the UK, and it was like that was the Columbo episode that.
Let me ask you this. So she said, I asked him what was inside, and he said iPads. About an hour later, a colleague noticed a puddle of water beneath the special delivery pile. We had a little look, and you could see all ice in there. He had sent it as iPads, and I couldn't believe that all this water and the box was disintegrating. They'd go into his reasons for doing it. He needed the money. He's still an idiot. The guy found guilty of fraud, 12-month community order, 150 hours of unpaid work at Shrewsbury Crown Court.
Wow,
that's
Shrewsbury,
where he was convicted, Shrewsbury Crown Court. Fined and all this stuff. So they basically got rumbled because their plan kind of started melting before they really could, before it actually got picked up and sent away in the van. So good idea, poor execution.
This is the point where you go, it's a good idea, but had you thought about it to its natural close, you'd have gone, no, that's a terrible idea. So the thought was there.
Yeah. Or do it in the winter time when it's still cold and it wouldn't just melt instantly.
I think so. I think that's it. That they've just gone, hey, ice is in one state for a while, but they've just then like waited too long. It's like you have to act fast. If that was the case,
we'll come to this in the scoring, but this is blowtorch ATM all over again.
It really is.
Almost the exact opposite, but it's the same. Yeah. That's it. That's my two guys, Shrewsbury, sending iPads, but not iPads, ice instead for the insurance. And it, their dreams melted away.
Right. Their dreams melted away. That's hilarious. Okay. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Insurance workers' anger at being branded an idiot.
There's a lot going on there, a lot of eyes.
Yeah. So it says here, we've all probably got one or two bad customer service experiences we could share.
Actually, can we refer to our listeners as customers? Maybe we should
start referring to them as customers. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Customer service. However, for one insurance worker, her ordeal was so outrageous that it even made national headlines. O2 worker changed name on customer's account to idiot. And then the second headline, which is beneath a picture of somebody who's, it's a stock image of somebody getting angry. It says, an O2 customer is disgusted after an operator changed a name on her account to idiot.
And in the US, if they don't have it, O2 is like a cell phone, like AT&T or Sprint.
Yeah.
Like a mobile phone cell phone.
Yeah, so it's a mobile company. Right, look, this is, I don't know if this is across the board, but we all have those occasions where if you've worked in customer services, that you get a really unlikable, rude person. And you've just got, it's not something that you would do all the time, but your feelings come out. It's like you've been treated like shit. The phone goes dead and you go, what an arsehole, right? That's what happens. This looks like that sort of situation, but instead of leaving it at the, as the call kind of ends and you talk to your friends about it, it was sort of documented, right? Uh-huh. So let's go. Aisha Hussein from Oldham. So it's another UK story. I think if we're going to do a kind of pinpoint on world idiots, they're mainly from America, then probably second England.
Yeah.
And Wales. We should go further afield. So Aisha's having an online chat with an advisor. That might be a chatbot. No, not chatbot. Live chat. So that's what I'm meant to say.
Tippity-tappity-tappity, yeah.
Yeah. It was last month. Doesn't really matter what last month was unless you know that this was January and therefore we're being told about this in December. Sorry, okay. We're being told about this in January. It happened in December.
Objection. The age. Irrelevant.
I don't know why I thought about that. I think it's because I was really annoyed that the article said this happened last month.
No, maybe when somebody's listening to this, it might be January or December.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
What year? Who knows?
Yeah. And on... the agent was unable to deal with her query and an online error message came up saying she'd been disconnected. Now, that's happened to us all. A lot of these things kind of stay on the screen and just like allow the transcript to carry on, but this didn't. Another message popped up asking if she wanted to fill out a feedback form in which she voiced her disapproval of the customer service. Mm-hmm. Now, so that's right. That just happens. That's technology, right? Okay, so it's not really anybody's fault. So I'm not going to give Aisha that. She can't have that. So the line to add insult to injury, I don't think counts, right? Ms. Hussein found out that her mum's maiden name had been changed to idiot when she failed security questions because the name she provided didn't match the offensive update. So I think what's happened is she's gone, this fucking dick of an advisor has done this, that and the other in her feedback. And then the advisor gets that feedback through and goes, right, idiot. And writes it in. So it's wrong. Obviously, it's wrong. But it was it's not been quoted as such. But I think what you'll find is Aisha's probably caused some trouble. I'm just guessing, right? If Aisha's listening. Disturbed by somebody possibly tampering with her account, she rang O2. It was confirmed that her mother's maiden name had been changed from Akhtar to Idiot.
Idiot.
After the call, Ms. Hussein also received an email saying that she had been topped up with an 8 gig data bolt-on and a 12 gig one, which she'd not ordered. Aisha, who's 23, she said, I started crying. This is my mum's maiden name. It's a personal issue. I think there are some people who just, they'd see things like this and then rub their hands together. It's like, great, I've got something to get them on. Did I tell you about ages ago, I got an email addressed not to me, but to somebody else. And it had sort of kind of like there, some sort of disclosure form in it. I decided not to read it. And I thought, should I just hang on to this and just get in touch with the company and saying, by the way, do you know, what had happened was I'd been included on a thread that somebody else had sent. And instead of redacting everything that had previously been said, I just got the whole thread. Anyway.
Wow. I've had somebody's tax, like say tax return.
Oh my God.
But they're sent to my email from an accountant. And it was an accountant in a previous existence that they were an accountant that our company I worked for did business with. And they must have been sending a tax return to Kevin Smith, director of clerks or whatever. They typed in Kevin, it's autofilled, and they sent it to me. And it wasn't like security, you got to log into their website secure. It was just a PDF attachment, and it was their full tax return with their address, everything.
Everything.
And I was like, what do I do here?
Yeah, because I responded
with, hi, whatever their name was. I don't think this was meant for me. I have not read it, and I will delete it once I've sent this email.
Once I've sent it to the Daily Mail.
Yeah, I fucking read the whole thing, frankly.
Well, this is the thing, I think, is that some people look in the world for mistakes against them to... I mean, look, it is a bad thing, obviously, but I don't think... So I'm going to come back to that point in a moment. But Aisha says, I'm a very family-oriented person, so it's childish of them to do this. It's embarrassing. I'm utterly disgusted with what's happened and how I've been treated. I want people to know what they've done. It's bad enough to add something to my account that I didn't order and charge me for it, but changing my mother's name is highly insulting. When Aisha complained to O2, she was originally offered £20 in compensation. She has since been offered £75 and the possibility of upgrading her handset early. That is the most British thing.
That's the idiot tax.
Yeah. So now, the reason I want to come back to it is because I don't think this could have possibly happened without... I'm just looking at it from the point of customer service. I don't think this could have possibly happened without Aisha being difficult. I just think that there's a reason why this happened. What I will concede is that's not the way to deal with it, right? Okay, so when she says something like this, which is the equivalent for me of the mafia being really annoyed that somebody's disrespected their family, but you've just murdered three families just to do that. So this is where she says, it's childish of them to do this. What did it say on that feedback form that made the O2 person go, right, I'll teach you a lesson?
It would be like what was your airplane guy from previous seasons? Like, you're the fucking the shaky hands guy.
Yeah, that's right, shaky hand guy. Yeah. So who is the real idiot here? Well, I think there are a couple. I think it was wrong of the O2 advisor. And I think they probably didn't realise that it was going to go that far. Why would they write it? Maybe it was their last day, so they knew it wasn't going to come back and bite them. Or is it maybe Alicia? Aisha.
Aisha.
There's a backstory that we haven't undressed yet. And
you know what would make it... It would solve the case is every single time that I've had to put a security question on my account. First pet's name, school, favorite sports star. It's me that's filled that in. Like, could you imagine it was like her, like in the web chat, like she was trying to change some security and she was like, you are a fucking...
You an idiot.
The wrong tab, then typed in idiot and it was in that field and she's done it herself. That would make this a slam dunk case.
Yeah, and that is just misunderstanding technology. Well... As I move over to the Google Doc, we should be thinking about who really is to blame. Is it the mischievous O2 imp?
This has turned into a true crime podcast.
Yeah, we really need to get... I mean, this isn't like the one that where the guy killed them cats, but this is on the... somewhere near, a notch down, maybe.
Who changed her password?
Okay, so let's go back to story I under
iPads, ice iPads, ice.
Yeah,
ice
it was
baby.
You who went first, wasn't it? Yeah,
ice iPad.
Ice iPad. Too cold.
Idiots. Yeah. I mean,
now you mentioned
they would have
it
gotten
earlier.
Away with it if it wasn't for it was summer.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. That feels like what this is.
It was a good idea. They just fumbled it.
If they'd have just thought about, in order for this idea to work, these conditions need to be in this, and they weren't. But they went along with it anyway. So there is a bit of blowtorch ATM with the urine fire putting out. But I think it's probably beyond that. It just feels like maybe... I don't know. Maybe there's a... You know, the digger guy, you know, driving to this going, this is... this would be a good idea. And then immediately afterwards gone, shit, that was a shit idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Under no circumstances, really, would this 100% have gone right. Like,
no.
It could have gone right, but there was never... We should have just went to ourselves. There's a very high probability this is not going to work. It's not worth it. Let's figure
that out. That's it. That's key, is that if they'd have just done the... Right, they've got to this bit and they've gone, that's a great idea. They needed to stay in the room and then gone, but what if they didn't do that bit?
They've gone out of the house and they were doing keys, wallet, phone. You know, the old pat check in your pocket. They've stopped at wallet. They've done keys, wallet, haven't got to phone.
Yeah, so this is two-thirds great idea. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go...
But they're also criminals. They're also criminals. That's
yeah. I'm going to go high 7 to mid 8. I'm just trying to figure out where I want to put this.
Yeah, I'm thinking 7.8.
I'm a 7.9. I can't give it an 8,
well, that's
but I want to give it a
That's 100. An interesting one. Okay, so 7.85 it is, which puts it... Oh, God, it's a tussle for the top at the moment. This now takes the new 12th position, which means gassed off, is gone down to 13. So this is... We're going to call this ice iPad. Okay, right, great. Now, next one. You might agree, because I think there's something extra to this story. I'm convinced that we're not being told. There's something extra which would allow us to decide where the blame is. That's the bit
I'm
missing.
Someone's an idiot. We don't really know.
Someone's an idiot. We don't know who it is. Yeah. And that might... Because it might be a high score, but without that crucial bit of information, maybe it just knocks it down a bit.
It wouldn't be fair to the others. It's a good story.
Correct.
It wouldn't be fair to the others. We have to be...
That is it. It wouldn't be fair to people who've worked very hard to get on this list.
To be named and shamed and to have a clear cut, yeah. I am the idiot here.
Should we take it over the average? Let's say it's beyond 6. But it's not
too
far.
This kind of reminds me of
my
Guinness Book of Records story, in that we just couldn't really score it properly. So we just...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, that's it.
No, I'm happy with like 6.
Okay. Well, let's go 6, but we'll keep banana art above it. So,
all right.
Would you accept 5.9? And that takes 32nd spot.
That's
42 idiots or... Idiot stories in the bank.
Also in the league.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Next is J.
Jello, juice.
Japanese jousters coming up.
Jinkies.
Speaking of Scooby-Doo. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got to go eat, man. I'm fade.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to get some porridge or something.
Oh, nice. All right, everybody. Enjoy your breakfast. Yeah. And we'll see you next
week. Yeah, enjoy your breakfast, whatever you eat, you idiots. Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.